Oh, I'm slipping. I forgot one more thing.
Gotta share that thing, man.
I forgot this.
I did my part.
Oh. Yes, sir. I need to find some way to fade that shit out, Shad. God damn. What's happening, people? Four Courts Podcast. We back on a Thursday night football. Coming to you with a quick episode, you know what I'm saying? Four Courts Podcast, where we give you all the sports news, highlights, talk sports shit, barbershop talk, and et cetera, et cetera. I knew I had to keep going through this, no. But come on here, First Lady. What you looking for? Okay. But yeah, Four Courts Podcast, man. What's this, episode 3? NFL season? My bad. Alcohol getting to me. NFL season has started. So we coming y'all with a special NFL episode, man. What's happening, bros? Ain't shit.
Ain't doing shit.
Mark.
Cooling.
And Winfield, 30. OT with 5 G's. Running rail 4QPC. Man, what's happening, man? Go ahead and talk to the people right fast while I set up. Anybody got nothing to say?
Shit. Oh, shit. I always got something to say, but shit. Whoever tuned in, appreciate it. Four Courts Podcast. Go ahead and give you our takes on the NFL. What's going on right now in the sports world. Like bro said, barbershop talk. Shooting shit. So, we appreciate it. Hope y'all hang with us for about this hour and some change.
Probably be a quick episode. I don't know. You know, it's a Thursday night. I don't know how many people will be out there watching us. But if you are, I think I'm on Facebook. I think I hit us all live on Facebook. We on Twitter. I know for sure we on YouTube. I ain't messing up no more. But like and subscribe. Go ahead and put that at the bottom of the screen, man. Like and subscribe. Follow the show. We gonna hit y'all probably every Thursday from what? For the rest of the football season, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, the new day. So, tune in, man. We're about here kicking it, man. Talking shit, you know what I'm saying? Join the conversation. I think I got all the chat feeds up. If you chatting on Facebook, we can't put you on the show. So you got to go to YouTube and follow us on YouTube and follow the conversation on YouTube. I can put your comments on the screen and we'll respond. You know what I'm saying? I'll try to keep up with Facebook as much as I can. All right, here we go. Got the Facebook chat up right now. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Mute that. There we go. But, shit, bros, how y'all first week of football go, man?
Shit.
Terrible.
Far as what? We talking.
Shit. I mean, fantasy. How the bets go, how the team go. What yeah, fantasy. You know what I'm saying? We got the fantasy football, four quarters fantasy football thing, you know what I'm saying? Why I hear echo?
Shit.
I don't know.
I hear a terrible echo.
No, that was me. I was pulling up the joint live.
Live. Yeah, you
got to
mute that. Yeah,
I had to mute it. I had to give me a second, though. So, goddamn. My fantasy, as far as the fantasy go, you know, it went pretty decent. You know, I did take a couple of L's. I did lose to Brother Retro. I lost to goddamn I goddamn got a W over Joe though, so I take that. But I did lose in the work league because old boy Stack, he went on the stack devil against me. He had Russ, I think he had Jerry Jeudy, and he had Javonte Williamson. So he went on the stack. But far as the best go, the best went a little to the left. But I was able to clean up on a couple of my tickets though, so it salvaged my night, my whole Sunday. So I was cool with that. But I really wish I would have just went with DeAndre Swift and Saquon and all my tickets, and then I would have been sitting pretty. We might be doing this jump for, we might have been doing live from a disclosed location, but it ain't worked that way.
You know. Shake them up. Yeah,
so I don't
want to talk about my job because I didn't win nothing. The Patriots didn't win. I didn't win in your league. I didn't win in my league. I didn't win no parlays. I think the only thing I won was like a regular FanDuel ticket. So yeah, okay. Fuck the NFL. Proceed.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. Well, I need to.
On that note, oh man, well, my Sunday, of course, went terrible. My Cowboys lost. I lost my quarterback for 4 to 8 weeks. I don't know what's going on there. We'll get into that in a little bit. My fantasy, though, went good. Won both leagues. Talking shit. Shout out City. He put up a good fight, man. Had me sweating on Monday night a little bit. And that one joint, hey, I think it was Joe. No, it was my league. Well, not my league, four quarters league. He had a defensive player go off. Shout out that linebacker that played for Seattle, man. He got down. He was out there. I think he had like 12 tackles. Got the bonus points and everything. So, and I'm glad Javonte Williams fumbled at the goal line because that was the 2 points I needed to win by. So. But other than that, Joe League, I crushed in that jump. I lost a whole lot of bets, though. Whew, them bets. Ooh. Had some terrible bets. Man, I was just fucking up all around last weekend with the bets. With college football, I was fucking up. Messed up my tennis bets Friday night. So, you know, yeah, man. You know, my boy Carlos Alcaraz and – and what's the old boy from D.C. name? I can't even think of his name. The black dude. But, you know, I was betting on that game live.
You bet on the black dude?
No, I bet on Carlos. You know, Carlos, my boy. I've been screaming Carlos, you know what I'm saying, since I seen him play the first time. The phenom, 19-year-old phenom. You know, shout out him. He won the U.S. Open, you know, his first one, youngest since. What's the old boy? Andres. Was it Sampras or Andre Agassi? It was Sampras? Pete?
Pretty sure it was Sampras.
Sampras. Well, it don't matter. He was one of the youngest in a long time to win the jump. So, you know, shout out Carlos. Well, let's get into this first quarter, man. Y'all already know what it is. Headlines and all that. But we're going to go different this time. We go straight NFL, Shady. Straight NFL. Ain't nothing else to talk about. We can talk about, you know, Fedorov retiring and, you know, the Suns and the Suns owner getting suspended for a year, which is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But I want to talk NFL, man. Let me talk NFL. Ski, you want to get to the Cowboys first?
Sure. Why not? Let me go ahead and get it out of the way. Then when
get it out of the way.
Yeah. You know, I want to go ahead. You know, we can start there. I'm cool with it.
Well, let me set the tempo right fast. Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys, Sunday night football game. Played Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They lost, put it like that. The only team in the NFL this week that didn't score a touchdown. Lost pretty bad. Put up that pitch. Lost pretty bad, man. Even though Tom Brady didn't play great, he threw one touchdown. I don't know. He had 200 and some yards. But the main headline is Dak, which he looked bad during the game. What, he had a fractured thumb? Got that thing smacked twice? Shit, man. How you feeling about your Cowboys, Ski, man?
Shit. I'm gonna go ahead, come back on camera. I'm gonna go ahead and keep it real. I'm a football fan. I love the game. They changed some rules, but by them changing these certain rules, it did fucked up the game a little bit. So luckily we got 17 weeks to play football. Before we know, we got all these teams out here that actually basically played 1 week of preseason football. So I feel like that got hurt. We only got one receiver. I'm a realist. We're going to see what the defense – it's going to have to depend on the defense in the running game. And, you know, Dak, Dakota, he never been accurate. So whoever was expecting for a spectacular show just ain't happening. Like, it just ain't happen. We ain't stick with the running game. We abandoned that early, which you want to keep doing because we playing Tom Brady. So I'm going to just chuck it up. Hopefully Cooper Rush can hold the ship. Hopefully. And we'll see what happens. It's a long season. I love all the hate. I love it. I love it. It's cool.
But all shout out all, Dredd. Shout out Philip Dredd. In the comments right now, screaming what Eagle Nation and shit.
Oh no, take that down.
Yeah, Eagle Nation, tighten up that defense though.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff almost clutched y'all. Eagle Nation net.
What I got to say about the Eagle Cowboys, because you see I got my Cowboys gear on, you know what I'm saying? By time. Tell people this all week. Cowboys ain't gonna win nothing till Jerry Jones die. And I hate to be so abruptly with it, but he's delusional right now, people. He delusional. He got Alzheimer's. He keeps saying we don't need no wide receivers. I think Noah Brown was our leading wide receiver.
We do got Michael Gallup and James Washington coming off the injury. You know,
Michael Gallup we gotta see. Playing by week three.
Yeah, they sound like he was gonna play this week, but I doubt it.
Our defense look good. Defense look real good. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he held the greatness to 19 points as a game. But the offense put him in most of that predicament. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get to him in the dummy of the week. But Kellen Moore, he got to go. Got to go, Shady. I don't know why he don't want to run the ball. Why he don't want to run the ball, Shady?
I think he just run out of running plays and he just gets too cute. But I can't say – I don't know if he need to go because we talking about the same dude that was calling the offense last year and we led the league in offense and some more shit. So – is it the play calling or is it the players?
Different team, bro. Different team.
Is it the play calling?
We ain't got Cedric Wilson. We ain't got Amari.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we missing a whole lot of. It's different people out there now, man. It's a whole different cast now, man.
So like I said, week one, preseason for everybody. Congratulations to the teams who got the W in the division. Everybody 1-0, except us. It's all good. It's like I said, it's a long season. Teams don't hit no more in preseason. Teams don't even play no more in preseason. You don't even see the starters. So what you going to get when actually you're going full speed in an actual football game? You're going to get sloppy play all the way across the board. So just happened that just our luck, that black cat running around in our locker room, our quarterback got hurt, which makes it tough on us.
That's what's up, man. Well, I don't want to get to this.
Are we done?
To a Cowboys first quarter. Yes. Yes.
No. We just had to get him out of the way first.
This is breezy. This is going to be a long quarter right here, of course. Well, since we got Philip in here, let's talk about his Eagles. What was the score in that jump like? 45 to 43? Goddamn. Pull up the score for me, Ski. I know that one much. Thing. Shit, it's 38, 35, something like that.
Yep. That joint was, yeah, it was 38-35.
AJ Brown acquisition, I think that's gonna be crucial. It look good out there right now. The best friend of Jalen Hurts. But that defense, that Eagles defense though. They let the Detroit Lions put up 35 points. What you guys say, bro?
Oh shit. I said at the beginning of the season, I told you about the Eagles. I was a little worried about them. They picked up a good acquisition. They was making moves. They was doing everything that we didn't do. And you know, they came out, they bought it. I like to pick up AJ Brown. Like I said at the beginning, football fan, watch the game. Football fan. Good pickup. Defense was a little shaky because Jared Goff, like I said earlier, they was about to clock y'all. They was gonna get y'all. But y'all pulled it out. Jalen Hurts do his thing. AJ Brown got a receiver.
Hey, and, you know, shout out, you're right. Hold on, bro. Smith, you know, he didn't have no catches either. He said he hoped to get more targets next week.
Because I got that nigga on my fantasy squad. Yeah, Phil.
I don't catch it, but it's all good. It's all good. It was the AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts show.
And all the running backs.
I think Boston Scott even got a touch in that joint. He got a touchdown in that joint.
Everybody was dishing it, trying to get running up in there.
Yeah. So we're going to see. It's a long season. Once again, I keep repeating it. But I'm not hating. They did their thing. They handled business. They got the W. Because it was a lot of people that was taking Detroit.
Hey, it was it's starting to get a little scary at the end now.
Yeah.
Detroit, they had to, let's be real. Philadelphia had to go for 4th-and-1 to put these people away, Chad. And they had, if they didn't get it, boy, that was going to be a different game right there. Let's not forget that. I watched that game.
They had to dig down to get it. But that's how you do it. It's football. Week one, they graded it out. They got the W.
All right.
Captain Kirk gonna cluck y'all next week though.
Bruh. And I was about to go to them too. Who was checking Justin Jefferson, Chad?
They got a little cute nobody. I'm gonna go ahead and let Trochu want it.
Who was checking Justin Jefferson?
Justin Jefferson,
Chad. Yeah, you just said it. Nobody. Well, nobody had that nobody. Thing. They was single man in him the whole game. On both sides of the phone. So nobody.
I forgot the cornerback for the Packers. Is it Alexander?
You didn't forget you didn't know because he was signed.
Nobody. Like, what it is, it's like the defensive coordinator got cute. So they don't let their cornerback roam the Packers, their number one cornerback. They don't let him roam. They let him just play one side of the field. So that's where they made a mistake at. And I think they had like a little rookie or somebody checking him. So he was eating. He was feasting.
Who is their number one cornerback?
I think his last name Alexander. I can't think of his first name though. Off the top of my head.
How well this marriage has worked out.
I think you're talking about Jared Alexander.
Who was 21, Shad? The Jim Boogie. I know one thing. His last name on the back of his jersey ain't long enough to spell Alexander, so we know it won't him. Woo! Look at that. He was wide open. Who man was that? God damn. Jesus. But that's what happened with them. It was just bad defense. And Kirk Cousins took advantage of it. It just happened to be the primary receiver. He was out there having a career day.
Well, if he had a career, what he gonna have when with that Eagles defense?
Should they be tightening it up? That's all I know. Cause you still at that point, you still got another receiver. Got Adam Thielen out there. Still got him. Still got to worry about the running game. So I'm pretty sure they'll figure something out. Okay. I wouldn't even all right. To be honest, the sports books got that plus money on both sides.
What?
Yeah. It's plus money on both sides.
On the Monday night Minnesota, what is that? Is that Philly, ain't it? I think it's at Philly.
Yes.
It's good to know.
Got plus money on both sides of that.
And I guess
let you know they don't know.
I guess Thielen had 65 yards, no touchdowns. I didn't really care about this stat because we know who the number one is in Minnesota now.
Yeah, we already knew who the number one was, but I'm just saying they got a second receiver they got to worry about too.
Yeah,
unlike the Cowboys.
What'd you say, Truth?
That's what he said. They ain't got to worry about him if he ain't number 65 and no TD. Ain't nobody to worry about.
Maybe he was doubled, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe that's where all the coverage is at. You know what I'm saying? Because the damn show went on just.
I don't know. I thought the Packers had it.
Exactly.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, they had shout out suspect defense.
Shout out Joe for picking up the Packers defense, and I don't know what lead he told me about. You need to just go ahead and drop them right now. I don't know why you told me you picked up the Packers defense after what I just seen. You better hope Justin Fields don't light their ass up next week.
Head on the down, boy, Chad.
Matter of fact, let's go to the other side of the ball. Aaron Rodgers. I ain't seen nothing though. I thought he was gonna retire in the middle of that game, Chad. He got hit by them three goddamn defenders at one time. I need to pull that bitch up, Chad. Bruh, he looked like the meme from last year when he got there and the helmet was hanging. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was over. I thought he was gonna be like, man, I don't even want to play no more. Mm-hmm. Fuck this shit. Bruh, dude dropped a wide open pass.
Exactly. At that point, that's what he didn't want to play anymore. I came out.
Right,
all right. I'm coming out. I'm going to hit him right. No, that was at the Minnesota score.
When they got the ball back, right?
It was in the first quarter. It was in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was in the first quarter. It was right after they scored. Shit, we got him. Bro, we coming out straight nines right down the field. Money got him beat. I laid that joint in your hands. Not only did you drop it, we just had this conversation in preseason. I let y'all motherfuckers know. And you come out there, you drop it. At that point, it's about to be a long day. You dropping that? I mean, he laid it right there for him.
The pressure, Jocko. That big
stage. The pressure. You at the top of the top right now. You done made it here. It shouldn't be no more pressure.
It's pressure, bro.
Big bro, I understand the pressure. Bro, he was running down the sideline wide open. All he had to do is do it like this.
He been doing it his whole life. It's up that day. Because of the pressure. That was it.
It was sad. That shit was sad.
It was
crazy. I felt bad. I felt bad for Aaron Rodgers for a little bit. But then after that, the city kicked in and I was like, fuck Aaron Rodgers. Nah. Even though I benched Aaron Rodgers for Jared Goff. How you like that, Eagles fan?
I ain't mad.
Benched him. I still lost, but
hey, what? How many touchdowns he threw? He threw two?
No.
Two or three? No, he threw one to St. Brown.
Who, Jared Goff?
Yeah.
You gotta be talking about Jared Goff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about Jared Goff.
I think he threw two.
He threw two.
Yeah. Because we know Aaron Rodgers ain't throw none.
No, he ain't throw none. No, hell no.
Matter of fact, I should have got down. Who, the Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they scored.
They scored, okay. I think. Did they?
Yeah, they had seven.
Phew. That's almost 23-7.
Well, I know we got about 6 minutes left in this quarter.
Yeah.
What else y'all seen from week one, man? What else y'all want to
Buffalo gonna be a problem.
Okay. Okay. They had a nice win against the Rams. Nice statement win.
Buffalo gonna be a problem. We gonna be talking NFL this whole show. So I got some shit when we get to when we go to the week two schedule. I can't wait for that. But yeah,
That's third quarter.
Yeah, y'all should subscribe to YouTube so I can see the comments. Y'all ain't
gonna like Dakota gonna throw, man. I dread you ain't what? Throwing shots. That's all right. Hey, Dakota coming back to play y'all. I know that.
Shit, he throwing that ink to that back of that check when he go cash that jump for Jared. That's what he throwing.
Trost, you need to talk about your Patriots, man. Your Pats, man. How you feel about them this season? I know you. Come on, man. Sports show, man. You know you got some Patriots fans watching, man.
I feel nothing, and you see nothing. That's why I've said nothing. The people scored 7 points on a mediocre defense because it was too hot, and they went to Wet Willie's the night before.
I think they just went out the night before, man. That's
I don't give a damn. I'm tired of that shit. These niggas ain't beat Miami and some shit. This nigga tag has been 4-0 yesterday, man.
Yeah, two is 4-0. Yep. Career against the Patriots. Yeah.
Fuck that shit. I ain't want to. That's why I said that. It was just putrid. That would be the word of the week this week. Putrid.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, it's a whole bunch of teams that's going to get that, John, to break down in quarter three. And anemic and putrid.
Yeah, our offense was anemic, and the whole game was a putrid effort in the Patriots camp, as far as I'm concerned. People going up and down the field, you know, especially the job that Waddle got, where them niggas hit each other, that was comical. So. I don't know what else to say, bro. No, I ain't said nothing to you, Dre, nobody this year. We sorry, Sean. I need to see a vast improvement in 2 days. Yeah.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, since you know we talking about niggas are sorry, can we throw Trey Lance in that situation yet? We can't throw him there yet. Trey Lance can't get there because I ain't seen nothing from the second, third round pick. They gave up 3 first-rounders for. That's two. What I was supposed to see. 2 first-rounders.
Two. What I meant to say was, I needed to see a little bit more from Trey Lance. Disregard the MVP talk. It was a monsoon out there. I felt real bad about that. It was a monsoon out there. My man's got a lot of work to do. He got a lot of work to do. Luckily, they got an insurance plan. So I give him to week. You can't, I mean, when you got to get the players to try to rally around them. But they just got a guy sitting over there that just took them to the bowl game and kept them, you know, competing. He came out there and did that. So we got to give him another shot. Like I said, though, I can't contradict myself. It was week one. It's like a preseason game. And, you know, everybody, you know, he got to get acclimated to it. We're going to see what happens.
You know who they got coming in next week, right?
I just seen it.
Seattle.
I'm gonna take Seattle.
Oh,
We're gonna save it for the third quarter. But we're gonna have to see what he do. I don't want to contradict myself, but we're gonna wait till we get to the third quarter. But it was terrible. And now they got George, what's his name? George Brittle. George Brittle, he gone. He left.
He's called him George Brittle.
They got, yeah, shot it. George Brittle. And they lost the running back too.
Elijah Mitchell.
My bad.
Injured Mitchell.
So they got a lot of work to do. So we're gonna see. Cause the Shanahans, they put the house up. Him and Shanahan and
yes they did.
What's old George Lynch?
John Lynch.
I'm sorry, John Lynch. Yeah, so we gonna see. It's a long season once again. I'm always piggyback on that.
Shout out Justin Fields, you did the job. I called it. I said you could come out there and win your first game against the 49ers, even though the weather helped you out a whole lot. Because if it weren't for them two wide open passes, he wouldn't have. I don't know if that same shit would have happened. But hey, that's 49. Shout out to 49ers secondary for leaving them nobody's open. But unlike what you see in with Aaron Rodgers, these nobodies made the catch. It was one dude, I think the first jump, that was his first catch in the NFL, and he scored a touchdown on it.
Mm-hmm. In the rain, buddy.
Oh, man. And then it right there from the Bears got started, man. The Commanders, I hate to say it, they should have lost. Jacksonville, hey, I'm on the Jacksonville bandwagon with a pinky toe, but I'm riding with Jacksonville right now. So sunshine and ETN and Carson Wentz though, he threw four touchdowns. Let's not take nothing away from Carson Wentz. Walk it to him.
I'm gonna take it away from him.
Absolutely.
Okay. No. I'm gonna take it away from him. I mean, I liked it. He competed. Carson showed up. Him, Curtis Samuel. I think the rookie got one.
Jahar Dotson got two.
Oh, he got two. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I don't want to take nothing away from that, man. He got two of them things, the rookie. But some of the windows, they was real tight. Carson Wentz was throwing those jumps in some real tight windows.
He was.
We're going to see what happens when you got a real secondary out there.
Defense free.
But Jacksonville, but all in all, Jacksonville still could have won that game.
They should have won that game.
And
they should
have. I'm going to have to backtrack once again. This is a backtrack session for Ski. Travis Etienne, I ain't liking it, Shuddy. So
He got stuck in that jump, Shuddy. Let me pull that. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Don't pull it up. Ain't no need, because I'm going to tell you, this all going to sum it up right here. The coach said the team need James Robinson. That's what we was missing.
Oh, well, we seen it. He got 22 points on my bench. And I think he's probably going to be starting this week. So... Hey, good segue, bro.
Mm-hmm.
End of the quarter, Shuddy. Quarter number two. This is going to be a quick quarter. You know what I'm saying?
Let them catch the yellow polo. I'll be back.
Quarter number two, man. Fantasy football. Hi. Well, we already heard from Trost. His fantasy football didn't go so good this week.
Terrible.
So it's yesterday was Waiver Wednesday, man. So Trost, I'm gonna ask you, since you're the only one here, who you looking for on Waiver Wednesday, man?
Me specifically, I'm looking for anybody who can score more than 7 fantasy points, because that's how the mega has put up. I remember you saying that the first lady was mad. I was like, she up 47 points. What's she mad at?
Hey, the first lady of four quarters, man. This is her first year playing NFL fantasy football, fantasy football. So she's still learning, man. She's still learning.
She learned back in preschool that 41 is more. 41 more is deemed the winner. Put it that way.
Yeah, she. Of course, I helped her out with her draft, but I let her set her lineups and let her play who she want to play. So, she did her thing, but she was also pissed off with Joe Burrow throwing them four interceptions. She was cussing his ass out. She just knew you was gonna beat her after that, John. Mm-hmm. Even though you know that's what 2, 4, 6. That's 8 points that Joe Burrow lost.
I had Devontae Smith starting, so that's no points.
No points. No points. Nice. So I guess you're looking for a wide receiver.
Absolutely. Somebody who can score more than 0 to 7 points in the fantasy.
So what wide receiver are you checking for?
That's the problem. I can't really think about it offhand. There ain't nobody else.
Got. I don't know where I'm about to pull it up. That don't sound good. About to pull up the waiver wire. Well, it's too late probably to pull up the waiver wire.
No, where we at, Charlie?
We talking about fantasy football, man. I'm about to pull up the four quarters. I'm about to pull up the four quarters fantasy league. You know what I'm saying? I told I'm gonna do this every week. You know what I'm saying? Something for the listeners to get to be a part of.
It's money on the line. Gotta pull it up.
Oh yeah, 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 hell yeah! If you playing fantasy for free, I mean, I don't know what you're doing with your life. Because you need the idea of getting the money league, man. So we will pull up pull that joint up right fast. So as you see, we got Retro, of course, at the top. How is he? No, he not at the top. He just at the top of that division.
Yeah, he just at the top of that division.
Let me see the overall. Put the overall on here. I should have just left that joint like that, though.
Somebody got 22 already.
Shout out Julian, man. He said he out here. He trying to embarrass us out here. I think that's what he told me.
Shit, I like the confidence.
Yeah, I like the confidence. It ain't pulling up, so I'm gonna just go through the little jump. See, I had Retro with the win last week. First Lady of four quarters got a win. Black Cats got him a win too. That was in the US division. Everybody got something to do with four quarters. In case anybody want to know, the division set up. Anybody has something to do with four quarters is in that division right there. Here's the listeners. So shout out the phenomenal one. Got him a win, head of the table. I think that's Ham. Got him one. Centurions or whatever that joint is. Derek, D. Derek, Titty Boy. Well, actually, it might be Deacon D now. I can't call you Titty Boy no more, Ken. He got him a win too. Yeah, oh, wait, what is that? What is that? Four quarters tribal chief. Oh, mm-hmm. You got a loss in the first week. Bad way to start off, Junior. Running numbers, shout out little bro.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta tighten up the team. I saw him on the waiver wire today. And Joe, what the hell is BSH? I need to know what that is. BHSEH, I don't know. University got you a loss. You might want to switch that university up. That don't sound like a Division III school.
Ball State.
Oh man, let's go to Game Center, man. Let me see what North the matchup
Dakota
is.
Central out there, but
uh-oh. Look like somebody ought to get his first win, Shady.
Mm.
So we got I'm playing, of course, y'all boy Trost right there this week. Let's see, oh, you got Justin Herbert. Okay, that's why I'm losing.
Oh yeah, that's why.
Khalil Mack was getting money, but now he got 1 point. I don't know what happened. He had a sack. I got anything on the bench? The you got Justin Jackson on the bench. All right, what do you mean? It ain't nothing. Oh, you got Chris Jones, too. Isn't that Chris Jones? Chandler Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I didn't even know. I forgot he was on the squad.
Let's see what City going out there. City playing Ski.
Mm.
So we got City versus Notorious City. You started Jared Goff again this week, huh? Or you don't know yet? You might switch that joint up at the last minute.
We ain't got to get it right now.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to. But let's see. City started Hardman against you. You started the Chargers defense. So, I mean, it's all right looking right now. That's why it's so close. Valdez Scantling guy. He only got one. That nigga only got six receiving yards, bro.
It'll turn up.
Yeah, it's halftime too right now, listeners. I don't know. Y'all probably watching the game.
Bro, low scoring.
You did call it low scoring. We got Retro versus the First Lady.
I glad his ass on the bench too. But I need him to pick it up though, because I got his ass on one of my tickets.
Ooh, Travis Kelce only got 33 receiving yards.
Shit, all these is 50 more.
Well, Mike Williams covered his over at 84 receiving yards. Everett got 11 receiving yards. Juju got 4 receiving yards. Ew.
What the running backs doing out there?
I ain't running across the running backs. Yeah, I'm going to just breeze through these, Sean.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we got the two losing squads, BSH, I don't know, running numbers. They playing each other this week. Centurions and Phenomenal Ones, they playing. They got 2 wins. Someone got to lose. Head of the state and tribal. Let me see what this goddamn tribal chief dude talking about. Oh, he got Patrick Mahomes. Oh, he got 11 points. Damn. Who was that? The cornerback got down James. Oh, he out there balling.
The safety.
Yeah. Florida State.
He got Patrick Mahomes. I don't see nobody else on that squad, though.
Who? On Tribal Chiefs?
Yeah.
Rashad Penny. Gibson, Debo,
Jamar Chase. You know
what? That's what he did. He went and snagged up all the wide receivers early in the first couple of rounds. I remember.
I hope it worked out for you.
And he luckily got Michael Thomas. He took him from me because I was damn sure. I remember that draft. I was trying to get him. And he got, Aaron Donald. He jumped for Aaron Donald, too. Oh, he sat Aaron Donald down this week. Oh, he got Myles Garrett and Aaron Donald. Yeah, that's where all your picks went.
Yeah, that definitely looked like a reach to me.
Yeah, it was.
Go ahead and throw your 25 in the pot, cuz. We can divvy that joint up now for a bag. I'm sorry. It's still early.
What up, Jizzle? Getting the goddamn, go follow on YouTube, bro. You want to get goddamn join the conversation? We already talked about your line.
For a quarter.
It's the end of this goddamn. Go ahead, scream it out for him, see?
For a quarter on podcast on YouTube. My bad. For a quarter. Four. Spell it out, 4 quarters.
So if you're watching on Facebook, go follow the show. All right, bro. I can hear your attitude when you text. Are you in the text, bro?
Goddamn, bro. Why you so aggressive? Goddamn.
If you're watching on Facebook, go follow the show on YouTube, man. We go. We coming to y'all every Tuesday. Every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thursday for the NFL season, and then we going back to the regular scheduled program when football over, when we talk that basketball, you feel me? But end of the second quarter, man, fantasy football, hope everybody get a good win this week. I thought I was going to help y'all with the waiver Wednesday, but It's Thursday, so I really can't help you out with the wave of wins because that shit is gone right now.
Yeah, I hope you made yourself into a good squad.
Yeah, I hope
you. All you I know, can say I is, I hope you didn't overreact, because that's the main problem with week one. People overreact, start getting rid of people. Like my wife was about to get rid of a whole lot of people. No, stop, chill. Long season, people. Then we got 18 weeks, 17 weeks.
17 of them things.
17 16, and 16 nine. Of them is fantasy football. So long week, man. End of the quarter, though. We got to get into this third quarter. Not right now. Halftime. I'm going to refill my drink. I'm going to let y'all kick it for a second.
Absolutely. We just taking a break. You know, if you know, whoever watching, appreciate it. Goddamn, hit that like button.
Mm-hmm. Helping the girl.
You know, hit the like button. Shit. I mean, we just starting this thing off, trying to get in the 1% class. That's what we're trying to
do. Nike to sponsor. That's what we're trying to do.
We need some sponsors. You know, we're trying to get some commercials on that shit and everything. When, you know, when that y'all say skip ad, we trying to get all of that shit. So, goddamn, we just chopping it up.
Make it happen.
Let's make it happen. Shit, hit the like button. Yeah, like and subscribe. Tell somebody you know to tell that person that they know to tell somebody that they know.
So on and so on.
Shit, they ain't got to sit right here through the whole show. It would be nice for them to do it. But hell, even if you come in and just hit the like button, we might hate on your squad or whatever. I mean, you might not like it, what we saying, but it's just facts. We speaking fictional out here. It's all facts.
Yeah,
and it's all
bums, they bums.
Just funny games, barbershop talk. Right. You know, your team got them, they on the schedule, they playing somebody. If they look like they about to get rolled over, we gonna call it how we see it. Just don't be mad. That's all. Like, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan. You should hear all the slack out here in the chat. They got a couple of different chats, work chats, all that. I've been hearing it all week. But you know what? After 26 years, you're used to it. Thick skin. Got to come better than that.
Y'all need a Super Bowl. Fuck all that. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, fast trophies. They got dust on it. But you know what? A lot of cats out here, they be hitting me up. They ain't even seen their team getting no trophy. Well, if you did see your team get a trophy, it was recent, which means you only got one of them. So, like I said, piggybacking off a show back in the day, as we go through the facility, you see this one trophy in this case, not multiple, just one. And hell, sometimes you go through a facility and you don't see no trophy in that show.
Exactly. It's a picture of a nigga in the playoff.
Yeah.
Like the Charlie Joe. Hey, Joe. I wonder what's in the Falcon facility.
We got a picture here with the Falcon. 28-3 in the president.
28-3.
They wouldn't dare put that in the facility. They probably that junk, the nigga picked Tom Brady off. As y'all see, a big poster of that.
Who scored Super for the Bowl. Oh, Mike Williams just scored.
Didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
6'5".
He burned a nigga named Sneed up.
Man, I don't think I put him in my joint to score.
I know I didn't.
No, I don't trust him.
All right, man. All right, fellas. Let's carry this. Let's turn this young up a little bit. Let's carry this to week three, quarter three. Who you got? We're gonna do a little who you got. We're gonna do a little talk about the games. You know, we're gonna do a little bit of everything, man. This probably be a nice little quarter two right here. If you're watching, this probably be one of the quarters you want to jump in. You know what I'm saying? Week two of the NFL. I'm going to pull up the schedule. We could just, you know, predict who you got. We might throw a little, you know, prop betting, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, just jump in where you fit in, man. Let's start with the Thursday night game. You know, it's 17-7. Who y'all, do y'all think the Chargers are going to pull it out?
I'm not watching the game, so what quarter is it in? What's the time?
It's third quarter. That was the Chargers. That was their first possession out of halftime. They went down the field.
Yeah, I guess they got it there.
I mean, it's still a whole third quarter left. You got the whole fourth quarter. Seven. If they up by 10.
I guess they got it there. Your boy, Pat, my homeboy, taking too long to score.
He is. Got that film out for week one.
Yeah, he was showing off too much.
Nah, he was just playing the Cardinals.
Nice.
Facts. So, just quick, who you got? I think Chiefs still going to pull it up. They might kick a field goal at the end of the game. I might need to see how much that bet is right now.
I'm going to go to Chargers because stat line say that Justin Herbert actually has been beating on people like the last two times in Kansas City. Three times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to roll with the analytics, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just go ahead and take the charge.
What the numbers say.
Yeah, the numbers say that Justin Herbert is be handling on people. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
in Kansas City. So, you know, that's a hard place to play.
Yeah. Loud as a bitch out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me pull up the schedule for y'all. I already got it pulled up for real, but I just need to share with the people so they know where we going at. Boom. We'll just talk about these games real fast, especially the scrubs. Shout out the Giants for that that going for 2-point conversion win last week. And Saquon making it look like he the comeback player of the year.
You trash.
Panthers Giants, real fast, because that game is trash.
Panthers 20, Giants 24.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Who you got in that jump?
I got the Giants.
The Giants.
The Giants 24.
2024.
Go ahead and give me. Giants got a little defense out there. I hate to say it. It's looking good. They're playing Baker. I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield at all. So give me the G, man. But if I was betting this thing, if I was a betting man, I don't know let me see what the total is on this show.
Yeah, you pull up the gambling sites.
It's 43.5 on FanDuel. So me personally, I wouldn't even literally if I was betting, I wouldn't touch the game. But I'm gonna have to go with bro. I'm gonna take the G man at the crib.
Okay.
I ain't gonna get no score though.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna take the Panthers. I like Christian McCaffrey. C-Mac look like he back, man. So I'm gonna take the Panthers. Baker, you know my boy Baker. I'm a boy, mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. I don't see nothing from the Giants. I think that shit was a fluke last week. Baker should have won that game last week. I got the Panthers getting their first win. Oh, we got. Let's go ahead and go with this game. This is a good game. Patriots and the Steelers.
How was that a good game?
It's a good game, man. So you're not going to take the Patriots?
Shit, Steelers 27, Patriots 20.
You know I'm keeping track of it this year.
You said that last year. I don't give a fuck. I just said the Steelers 27, Patriots 20. I don't know what the hell I said. People don't know how to score. That's Bill's problem. He's Grandpa Bill now. Uncle Grandpa ass nigga. He want to get that thing. Oh, the talent. We can get that. Nigga, we need a superstar, nigga. Somebody can go up there and get that rock. My bad. What?
You got Devontae Parker.
Stop playing with me. Yeah, well, this nigga said Devontae Parker. That ain't it.
I think Patrick Mahomes just threw an interception. Yeah, it's on you, Ski.
I'm going to give you the go ahead. I'm going to give you the goddamn ESPN/Fox breakdown on this jump. I'm going to take, the Steelers last week, they played my boy Joe Burrow. They got out there by the skin of their teeth. My man threw four picks, maybe even five. I can't really remember. But they were still in the game. They were still competing. Mac Jones got the back spasms going on. I don't really like it. I really ain't see too much from the offense, from the Patriots. No disrespect, bro. That's why I let you go first. I'm going to take the Steelers, and if I was a bet man, I'm going to take the Steelers straight plus 2.5.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm called the Black Cat for a reason, huh? Hey, pull up the analytics. What's Bill Belichick's record against the Steelers? I'm going to tell you right now, since I said that question. I'm taking the Patriots. I'm not a believer in this Mitchell Trubisky offense. That defense is for real where it was when T.J. Watt got hurt for 6 weeks. Towards Peck. That was the heart and soul.
That's a funny-ass injury to me. he yelled at y'all when he came on that show. He's like, I tore a pec. I tore my pec.
So, I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm taking the Patriots in the football pool. What the odds of the Patriots? I don't even care. I already had that shit pulled up, too.
Oh, the Patriots are the favorite. Yeah, mm-hmm. Patriots are favorite. Oh, minus 2.5. Yeah, well, why I say I take the Steelers. Too. Why I say okay. I take the Steelers. Well, plus 2.5.
Taking the Patriots on that one. I forgot to hit
catch
time.
Me. I'm drunk enough. I might just take the money line.
Let's just breeze through these because this is an ugly one. Jets Browns.
Browns. I don't even have a score for Brown.
Shit. Give me goddamn. I don't like the Jets. It's nothing out there. Once again, the word is putrid and anemic. That's what I see from the Jets last week, week one. So I just think the defense of the Browns is just going to get after them, even though Jacoby Brissett is the Browns quarterback. I have no faith in Joe Flacco with so fucking ever. So I'm definitely going to take the Browns, and I'll take them with the 6.5.
Yeah, these 6.5 dogs. I'm taking the Browns on that one because nobody believe in the Jets. Colts Jaguars.
Colts 20, Jaguars 6. People can't move around. It's all right. I can't give you no specifics, but after the way that Travis nigga got hit, it's like it shifted their season. So I got them losing that game. And JT gonna run on that defense all over that.
And I should have added that game is a 3.5-point spread favorite. The Colts. Road. Colts on the road. Ski, what you my got son? For me?
I'm gonna go ahead and take. I really don't like this game at all. But once again, we've seen the Texans go ahead and take the Colts to the limit last week. The Colts just fired their kicker because he blew the game damn near. Who won that game last week? The Colts,
Blake
right?
Yourself. That joke tied, bro.
Oh, yeah, it did. It tied. That's right. It did. See what I mean? So they tied with the Texans. They fired their kicker with the James Worthy goggles.
Blankenship, man. Blankenship.
They fired
University of Georgia.
They fired the kicker with the James Worthy goggles. I like the Jaguars still. I'm on the Jaguars train. I'm a ride the train. I like goddamn. It's Goldilocks second year. The Jaguars got a little squad. They pressed the Commanders. They could have won that. So I'm going to take the Jaguars. And if I bet it, I'm going to fuck with the point total. And I'm going to take the over because I think it's points to be scored in that game.
Point total 44.5.
Mm-hmm. My bad.
I'm taking the Jaguars. Like I said, my pinky toe on the bandwagon. Hey, Matt Ryan ain't look good for the Colts, dog. I thought Matt Ryan was going out there on the shine show. That's just good. Keep it real. I ain't see nothing for Matt Ryan.
I think he just needs a little bit of time. But I think Michael Pittman going to emerge as one of the top wide receivers.
Well, in the league. Yeah, Michael Pittman, he helped Michael Pittman out. He helped nobody else out. He helped nobody else out. Jonathan Taylor going to be his.
Because you forget they got, like, they still got T.Y. over there, too.
I didn't see T.Y.
Exactly.
I don't want to take too much time on this game, but the Colts.
No disrespect. No disrespect.
The Colts ain't got no defense, Shardy. I thought they had a little defense. They ain't got no defense. I seen old boy from Houston. God damn it. Second-year quarterback. Can't never think of his name right off jump. Lit their ass up, man. He lit their ass up. So I'm taking the Jaguars. I got Sunshine probably having his career day against the Colts this week. Dolphins-Ravens. Lamar Jackson playing his favorite team. With no contract, but I had.
Give me the Ravens 28.
Woo!
23.
Ooh! Patrick Mahomes just threw a dime.
Yeah, I was. That was J.C. Jackson that just came back.
Oh, get man.
Ooh. Damn.
Y'all know how them Patriot cornerbacks fare when they go to another team during the early now.
Was that the other tight end? That was the other tight end.
Yes, that was Watson. That wasn't even Kelsey that burnt them up.
Call that was a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Damn.
Go ahead, bro. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you fine. They go that low scoring shit out the window.
Yeah, that don't go on, Chuck.
Yeah, that's over. What we was at? Dolphins, Ravens.
Dolphins, yep. Ray. I think Trost was talking.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh, 28-23.
Ravens.
Okay. Lamar Jackson, have a good day. Go ahead, Oski.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say the Ravens, they got banged up this week. They got banged up week one. I like the Dolphins. I like what they got. They got some speedy receivers out there. The Ravens missing somebody on the O-line, I think. And I'm going to take that joint in Baltimore, though.
Yeah, it is.
Give me the Ravens. Give me the Ravens. But right. I got an asterisk beside that joint, though. I'm going to use my asterisk.
Go ahead, City. All right, City, I hear you. Give me the Ravens. I don't believe in Tua. I think Baltimore got something for him. Tyreek Hill, he ain't do shit last week. He ain't gonna do damn sure ain't gonna do nothing this week. And we gonna see if niggas gonna be wilding out there like they was last week. Yeah, I like the Ravens. I like their squad. That Duvernay guy, he for real. I hope you picked him up in waiver Wednesday. He was wide open last week, not a ad. Give me Lamar. He ain't getting paid. He about to raise the bill for the Ravens, man. He about to raise the bill. They got to pay him. They fucked up. They should have paid him when he wanted because he about to raise it on them. We got to skip through some games, man. What's up,
do bro? We?
What you got?
I was going to say, side note real quick. If I was Lamar Jackson, he'd be a better man than me. I'll be sitting my ass at the crib watching the Ravens play football.
Without
until you. Goddamn, they hit me off with my check.
But I mean, he still gets
when
paid,
I come through the door.
He's
I don't
still on the contract.
Nah,
this year.
Fuck that.
He just ain't get the extension.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I go at that joint and I get fucked up. I'm hit.
Need
when I come back
well,
through the door.
No, that got hurt on the contract year and he got paid. But then he been hurt ever since. That scared me. I should
got lucky.
That's paid. God damn it. Fuck.
Good God job, like that.
God damn it, bro.
Buccaneers Saints.
Like I said,
Buccaneers Saints.
Lamar Jackson, you're a better man than me. I'm not touching the football. I'm not even breathing on that bitch until I come through the door and at least I got $200 million waiting for me. Guaranteed. My bad.
$200 million? Shit, $300 million.
Nah, because old pretty boy Russ in Denver went on here and goddamn fucked the market up. And then we got old massage man over there in goddamn Cleveland. So, $200 million.
I need
I'm done.
I got you. I got you. All right, man. I see Buccaneers Saints.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I missed that.
Buccaneers Saints. Saints 24, Bucks 13.
Might I add, this is the game Jameis got hurt at last year. He tore his ACL. Go ahead, Ski. What you got?
So you got give me the Saints, just because I like Dennis Allen against Tom Brady for some obvious reason. Sometimes the GOAT have trouble against certain defensive coordinators, which now Dennis Allen is now the head coach. Tom Brady only been there for, what, 2-3 seasons now, but at the same time, he be struggling with them people. So I'm going to go with the numbers on this one. I'm gonna take the Saints because the defense, for some reason, gets Tom Brady off his spot, and he struggled. So I'm going to take the Saints because them shits don't be half scoring. Them shits be low scoring. So I think, like, one time they scored, like, 9 points against the Saints. So yeah. I'm going to take the Saints. And I'm going to take the Saints money line, too.
What the yeah, that's exactly what I was about to look at. What the spread look like?
Hold up.
That'll help my decision right there.
I think I know last time
Tampa
I checked.
Tampa Bay favored by 2.5 on the road. They favored. Oh, I'll take the Saints with that. I take the Saints with that 2.5. Give me the Saints with that 2.5. That's all I got to say. Man, Commanders Lions. Do we even have to talk about that?
Shit, give me the goddamn the Lions.
Mm-hmm. What? I can't even see the jump. Well, anyway, I'm taking the Saints money line. Even though I know we on the next game, but I'm taking the Saints money line. There it is, +120. Taking the Saints money line. Commanders, Lions. Give me the Lions. I'll raise the score 30-14.
Okay.
Really? Ain't no underdog on this, y'all. I mean, you know I'm going to take the Lions. Shout out, AJ. You know I'm going to take the Lions. Seahawks 49ers.
Yeah.
Seahawks 49ers.
30. Uh-oh. Seahawks 15.
Ooh. Shout out City Life and Retro.
God almighty. Absolutely. Shout out my brothers. I love y'all. Y'all might hit me after this, though. Give me goddamn the Seahawks, because I don't like what I seen from the 49ers. I'm not sold on Trey Lance. I was at first, but after I seen, I don't give a fuck if he did just playing the monsoon. Give me the Seahawks with the points. Geno gonna be out that bitch looking like Randall Cunningham spinning that thing straight up. Give me Seattle without money, without the 12th man. And matter of fact, I'm gonna take the under. I ain't even gonna bet on the point spread. Or my, I'm gonna take the under 41.5 on the points.
Oh, that could be all Geno point check.
Hey, I'm taking the under 41.5.
Man, that John plus 310 if Seattle win.
Yeah,
shit, I'm taking that bet. Hey,
that is. I'm gonna.
Hey, I want the plus 8.5. I want the outright. I'm taking all the bets on that jump. Oh, man. I had to look at it again. God damn. Hey, I bet on the Bears outright to win last week. I won that. I'm going to keep riding the wave. Y'all laughing at that being hurt. Shit, y'all ain't got no excuse. I'm going to take that plus 310. Seattle, I write. Geno said, everybody write me off. I ain't never write back or some shit like that. I don't know. He said some shit like that. Sounded good to me. All right, Geno. Got Geno going to San Fran to get in the win, Shad.
I'm taking Seattle.
Right.
I'm taking the Seahawks.
Falcons, Rams.
Rams 20, Falcons 3. People, sorry. Yeah, Marcus Ryan, he ain't nothing but a running quarterback. He can't throw the ball. He don't know how to read the defense. They late.
I think this will be a clean sweep right here. You taking the Falcons?
No, I'm taking the Rams. Did we talk about the Titans and the Giants already? The Titans and the Bills?
Last week?
No, we ain't talking about
the Titans. Monday night, bro.
Okay. Night. Oh, I'm putting the trigger to that.
Pulling people here now.
Hey, bro.
Cardinals, Raiders. We should be able to look through these. I'm taking the Raiders straight up. I don't need guys on the field. They saw it right there.
Yeah.
They saw it. Raiders.
Man, we still got another 30 minutes. We good.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
I think Ski said he going to use up all his time.
Shit, fuck that shit. We do. I seen somebody do an hour and 45 minute podcast today. Why we can't do it?
I mean, we can do whatever we want. This our shit. We pay for this.
Exactly. But you did say the Raiders and the Cardinals.
Yeah, what you gonna do? You can do the black hole pause.
You already know where I'm going, Chad. Just win, baby. Hey. Taking the Raiders. The Cardinals ain't show me nothing. We talking about putrid. They're in trouble. They're really in trouble.
All right, Texan Broncos.
Kyler getting that playbook player.
Got no receivers, man. He ain't got no defense.
They call that nigga while you at home, like, what are you doing?
Right. Hey, bro, they got a tracking device on this tablet. Hey, man, you ain't got that joint on, bro. What you doing?
You tell the hoes to go home and get in that playbook.
Right. Cut that Madden off.
Oh, I'm sorry. What game you said?
Texans Broncos.
Man, give me the Texans, man.
Ooh, good pick.
Mm. Just like that.
They ain't let Russ cook, Chad.
Yeah, I swear the odds is changing while we record, Chad.
I bet. They're always changing.
I should have said the Broncos is plus 9.5. I'm taking damn sure taking that 9.5 with the Broncos. I mean, not the Broncos, the Texans is 9.5 dogs. I take that 9.5. Straight up, I take that dog.
Give me the Broncos. I think the Texans come in edge on and they get rolled over. The coach already. The GM or whoever for the Broncos, they better than me because he got to show me something because he basically just shit the bed on week one on your debut. Your daddy was a coach. Like, what the fuck are you doing? So I take that Texans get rolled over by the Broncos. I'm going to go 35-10.
Come here, Justin. If I'm a gambling man, I'm taking the plus 9.5. But outright, I'm taking the Broncos. So, I mean, ain't nothing else to it. I think Russ will, you know, go light it up. But I also think the Broncos defense will get lit up straight up. Bengals Cowboys. Don't everybody speak at one time. Is it the clean sweep?
No, I'm going with the Bengals, bro. I'm sorry, shit. Bengals.
That's what I was talking about. The clean sweep with the Bengals, bro. What are you talking about?
Man, go ahead and pick them boys. Yeah, I got the Bengals. I ain't got a score.
Ski?
Football fan of me, I'm taking the Bengals. And if I'm betting on it, I'm taking the plus, I think it's 7.5. Let me make sure.
Yeah, 7.5.
Yes, I'm taking the minus 7.5. I'm taking the Bengals. They came off Joe Burrow. He came off the five picks or whatever he threw. I wish he would have threw it against us. We can get to the quarterback, but still, I need to see a little bit more. I don't trust our head coach. I don't like the motivation. It hurt me to my heart, but money is involved. And we, you know, whoever listening, I'm taking the Bengals, even though everybody that's listening is football fans. So I'm taking the Bengals. Deep down inside, though, I'm going to put me a side bet on the Cowboys. Though.
Black Cat Shot. Mm-hmm. We at home. I think the crowd will be pumping Cooper Rush up. I think he'll throw for another 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. Taking the Cowboys outright with the plus 265.
I would have rather say you take the Bengals.
I love Joe Burrow. I think our defense will show something this week. After what we seen from Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase last week, you would not see that this week. I really
shut it down.
You would not see that this week.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. Now they go score. I'm not saying the Bengals not gonna score. They go score. They go score. But I think Cooper Rush will shock people this week, man. I think Cooper Rush go, he a more pure passer. He actually more of a quarterback that much.
Yeah, that's right. Say it. That's right. Say it. I want to hear it.
That Kellen Moore.
No, that ain't what I want to hear you say. Say what you want to say. Say it. He a better quarterback. He more accurate than who? He let it fly.
He do let it fly.
But you still ain't saying what I need you to say.
And I'm gonna ask a Joe question. Stephon Diggs he gonna cover Chase. Hey man, Joe Burrow is the leading league interception person, whatever.
What is my brother boy? My question
next week, man. He's not accurate. He might be accurate in that.
Exactly.
That's not the question.
He got.
I'm taking the goddamn Cowboys, right, bro. I'm taking the Cowboys.
All right. Tavon Diggs covering.
There you go.
Jamar Chase.
Bears Packers. Let's go, man. We got to hurry up.
Packers. By 3, I own you.
Yeah. Oh, he did say that last year, didn't he? Bears Packers. I think that was a nice point spread too. Yeah, Bears is 9.5-point dogs. I'm looking at the record. Oh,
they changed the hell out of that.
Right, that joint plus 350 to take the Bears outright.
That joint was not like that early.
I might make a nice parlay with a couple of people up in this gym. All dogs. who you got? You say they own Green Bay, bro?
No, Aaron Rodgers looked at the nigga from the Bears and said, I own you.
Yeah.
As he scored.
But he ain't in Chicago, though. They in Green Bay this time.
Yeah, he was talking to the Bears organization. I own you, so I'm going with it.
Okay, so
nice.
He owned the Bears, so he go beat him with no wide receivers.
Justin Fields ain't got no wide receivers either.
Good point. See?
Give me the Packers at the crib. Straight up. It was on the road last week. Opening day, Lambeau, Sunday night game. Give me the Packers. And I think I'm gonna take the I'm not gonna even bet on. Goddamn, my phone going off. So much that happened in the game. So, yeah, give me the Packers at the crib, Sunday night football in Lambeau against the Bears. Piggybacking off, bro. I own you. That shit was sweet when he did that shit, too. So,
well, shit. I'm going to take Green Bay, too. I ain't playing around. Bills Titans.
Shit, Bills 30, Titans 3. I don't even know who the wideouts for the Titans is.
Robert Woods.
I reiterate.
Ski,
I already know who I'm going. Give me the Bills. They gonna rob them people. That's on my. I'm clear now. You hear me?
Yeah, you good now.
All right, give me the Bills. They're going to route the Titans. I don't like the Titans have nothing to show me that they can compete with the Bills. Once again, I would bet the Bills to probably win the Super Bowl this year. Derrick Henry, the only way they're going to win is he's going to have to reach back in the bag and pull out one of those crazy games from back in the day. But he coming off the foot injury. He was pedestrian in the playoffs. I have nothing to show me that they're going to compete with the Bills. So give me the Bills.
I'm taking the Bills. I missed it last week. I'm going to take them this week. And Titans, the way y'all let the Giants get that two-point conversions, I don't trust none of y'all. Straight up. This is the game I wanted to get to. Fucking Vikings. Cousin Kirk and Jalen Hurts and them Eagles. Woo. What you got for me? Trost?
Right.
Take your time.
I ain't no time. Say Vikings 27, Eagles 20.
Oh, I forgot to throw the point spread out there too. Vegas say it's a 1.5-point game. Eagle going Eagles way. 51 total. 52 total.
No, I'm going to stick with the Vikings.
I see the yellow shirt. Yep. That's all right. You ain't got to worry about it.
You good.
I'm going to take the Vikings. I take it from you. I can take the Vikings. I don't care. Yeah, I might be a Cowboys fan. You can call it hating on the Eagles all you want. Detroit put up 35 points on these people. St. Brown was wide open. Hey, Eagles got a problem on defense. They ain't seen it yet. They got a strong defensive line. Them linebackers, they suspect. And Darius Slay and the other guy, the rookie, he get burnt up. Right. He showed off running that end zone there last week. You can see what happened when you play some real wide receivers. You can make that guy down. You can try to jump on one of those passes and get lit up. You can see the white boy go trying in the end zone, man. Adam Thielen. He might be his week next week, man. He might have two touchdowns. Mark that. But I'm taking the Vikings, man. Fuck the Eagles. Go ahead.
I like it. Give me I mean, I know he don't show up, but I'm going to put my money on Captain Kirk. It's no hatred. It's no nothing. I just think the Eagles are a different football team. They got a new coach. When you believe in your quarterback, that actually helped him, you know, out a little bit, because I believe Mike Zimmer didn't believe in Kirk Cousins. They still got a running game at the same time. It's a lot of shit the Eagles got to cover. And by them playing the Lions last week and them not showing me that they can close out a game, I think the Eagles, I mean, I think the Vikings going to get them.
All right. Well, I think we and we went through all the games. I won't plan on going through all the games, but we went ahead and went through them. Y'all know what time it is, then. That's it. Yeah, that was all the games. We got two Monday night games this week.
Mm-hmm. Sum it up.
hey, any given Sunday. I'm telling you, sum it up right here. Any given Sunday, people.
That's right.
You can lose. Don't be afraid to bet on the underdog. If you feel it, bet it. FanDuel, DraftKings don't matter. Do not look at them numbers. Vegas put them Jones there to fool you. But we about to go to this fourth quarter and get on out of here, though. Give me a second. I'm trying to pull up some stuff. Get that John at the bottom. We about to go to this fourth quarter. Dummy of the week. I got a couple of dummies. I think Tro's got a couple. Ski got a couple. Ski went to go get him a drink. He forgot to mute his mic. But he coming back in right now. With dummy of the week. Who want to set it off?
Y'all go ahead.
Shit. We're at dummy of the week.
Yeah, we at 4-4.
Shit, I got a couple of them. Number one is Brett Favre, the Hall of Famer.
Hold on, man. Brett Favre been in this joint a whole lot. This probably the second, third time Brett Favre been in this joint.
Because he's a sneezy-ass white boy.
Yeah, because he's a fucking shiesty-ass motherfucker. You fucking live in Mississippi. We all know how Mississippi is. That's like one of the poorest states in the United States. Goddamn. No water, all that shit going on. You decide to get with a governor to put $5 million into a volleyball facility. A fucking volleyball facility. When you goddamn basically took them funds from people who actually needed that money. And not to mention that you knew what you was doing because the text message said, it's the media going to find out about this. So you already knew what it was. So.
Something about him in Texas, Jaddy.
Yeah.
He always hung out with them Texans, bro.
So. Not to mention the past that you had with the prescription pain pills and all of that other shit that you had going on, but you still got painted as the golden boy because you're Brett Favre. So
they went out the window with the dick pic.
I never knew about this. Yeah. Oh shit.
So you and that governor, you're definitely the dummies of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty sure both are dummies of the week. I can't really put it on, what's his name? Donald Sterling, the NBA coach? The NBA, that's his name.
Robert right? Sarver. Oh, you're talking about the NBA, NBA,
yeah.
Commissioner.
Yeah. David.
That's Adam Silver.
Adam. Yeah, Adam Silver.
There you go. You're talking about the dead nigga.
Yeah. So, Adam Silver, goddamn, I really can't get him the dummy of the week, but I'm gonna just give it to the Suns guy. Once again, we got a guy out here that we have people asking Tom playing for you. You definitely cutting the checks, and behind the scenes, you on that bullshit. You're definitely the dummy of the week. the team should have got taken away from you. I understand Adam Silver. If you had some videotape, like, oh boy, then you probably could have got him out of there. But
that's what I say. That's what I say.
Mm-mm. If you hear a whole lot of hearsay, you could have got him out of there. But I understand, and you gonna have to go through probably a whole legal process. So you smack him with the $10 million fine, you suspend him for a year. But at the end of the day, that hurt his legacy. That hurt whatever Cuz had going on at the same time too. So hopefully he just go ahead and bow out, sell the team or whatever, and it is what it is. It's me, myself, for now, keeping Michael Thomas in my lineup in the ESPN Fantasy Work League. I got scared. I benched him. Kept CeeDee Lamb in there, and I don't have to say anything else.
Why the commissioner can't take the team from him, he can't ban him for life like he did Donald Sterling. So when Donald Sterling got banned for life, he just went ahead and sold the team. So they could have did that. They don't need no videotape. The man been doing it for 18 years.
All right. True.
Talking about Robert Sarver, right?
Mm-hmm. If you hear from enough people, it got to be true.
That man should have got fired. I know he the owner. I understand. You can't fire him. Can't fire someone who owns the fucking team.
Mm-hmm. And you can't take the team away from him.
The man saw the woman with new breast, she got her breast done. It documented. The nigga said so fucked up to her walking down the hallway, Shawty, at the new season. Like, he ain't seen her.
He said, he said, did you get an upgrade? That's what he asked her at. Did you get an upgrade?
Yeah,
bro, he used the nigga word like he repeating what other niggas said. That's how he used it.
So he think he one of the homies.
Hey man, that man just threw a pick six. Oh, there go my
upside Justin Hurt
right bet right there. Yes, sir. He threw a goal line pick six.
Justin Herbert.
Yes, he did. Justin Herbert threw a pick six.
Let me see it. Oh, that jump was deep in the goal line. Ooh. That's the rookie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Justin.
He tried to get cute with it. He threw a side.
He tried to side on that jump.
Oh.
Give me that. No, we're going the other way. Oh, he took that jump to the house.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, DraftKings. Let me get that bet.
I did need that. I needed a touchdown from Jared Everett, though. I didn't even go front.
Fuck that shit. My dummy of the week is Kellen Moore. Let's go, Kellen Moore. He just got fresh Zeke. You better use him before he get hurt. You know, Zeke in the end of the season. He don't look like the same Zeke no more. You better run Zeke in the ground the first 6 weeks. Instead of being cute and throwing the ball around, you the reason my quarterback got hurt. Jerry Jones, your old ass, need to stop being GM. You fucking dummy of the week for thinking you can work all these motherfucking jobs. Your ass can barely get out of the bed by yourself and make you something to fucking eat when you think you can run the fucking football team. You old fuck. Give it up. This motherfucker right here, I'm about to pull it up. He's a dummy of the week, too, for thinking he can get in the fucking ring and kickbox. Because I don't even know your name because I ain't have enough time to figure it out. But your ass should not be fighting. Oh, well, I got to find it again. Of course, it went down. Let me stop sharing. But I'm going to pull up the video. Yeah, I'm going
to put that on Barstool Sports or some shit. I think that's on.
No, nah, I mean, I had it up. It's on Twitter. I mean, no, it's on FanDuel. I just got to, my shit reset. I had it pulled up. But, yeah, that's my dummy. I guess this might be the last one because everybody said it. Trosh, you said yours.
No, my dummy of the week is Nathaniel Hackett.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all basically gave up the ball to let Russ cook, and then you took the ball out of his hands and tried to kick a goddamn.
Oh, the coach with the Denver Broncos.
Absolutely. So, yeah, the whole organization, y'all just took the L early to Seattle of all teams because you didn't let Russ cook.
That's a good dummy of the week, bro.
Yeah, he was next. And anyway,
I forgot about him.
You can never forget to fuck the money up.
The 49ers defense. Dummy of the week for leaving that rookie open for his first touchdown and one catch.
Damn.
Green Bay defense, dummy of the week for letting Justin Jefferson almost get 200 yards passing on y'all.
Week one.
Yeah. And whoever fighting in this joint right here.
No, that ain't his fault. Whoever trained that dude. Y'all get dummy of the week. We kicked that man into.
Oh my God. Let's just keep that joint running for the rest.
You know that joint. You know that y'all goddamn dramatic when the motherfucker say, hey.
They're trying to wake him up before he fell, and they knew he was up. Like I said in the group chat, I wonder where his mom was sitting at when she seen that nigga laid the fuck out like he's trying to do a backflip. So he was trying to do a backflip out the ring.
She probably said, oh, Lord, my baby.
Mm-hmm. I told you about that double dragon shit. You better stop.
Get him up.
He looked like he was possessed when he fell out the ring. I told you keep that goddamn job at the.
Mm-hmm. Look at the dude that grabbed him first when he got done. He was like, "Damn, I knew he did." He killed him in the ring like Apollo. He's dead.
Oh man, that go Austin Eckler. He ain't played all goddamn game. I thought the nigga was hurt or something.
He hurt because they ain't got no Keenan Allen. They ain't giving the ball just now. Nigga ran that bitch 99 yards back. That's where he hurt it.
Yeah, I guess Charles will get dummy of the week for that one. It's time to get up out of here, bros. We almost at your 145, Ski. Oh, did he freeze up? I think he froze up.
Probably froze like a bitch.
Yeah, he got the little stupid face. Take my brother off that jaw right now. But shit, man. Follow the show, man. Like and subscribe on YouTube. We're going to do this every Thursday while the game's on, man. Talk sports stuff. It was supposed to be a quick hour, but we had someone want to go for 145 today, so we stretch the show out for y'all. But follow your boy, you see it at the bottom of the screen. Rally Rail, full QPC. Go follow me on Twitter. Follow the show, Four Quarters Podcast. We'll do this every week, like I said, man. I don't know what happened to our comments, we'll put it up. We'll talk back to y'all. Let me see if bro back yet. Let me see. Up.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Go ahead, bro. Yeah. Trost, whatever.
Oh shit, OT with 5 G's. Twitter, holler.
Shit, goddamn, definitely appreciate everybody following the podcast. Four Quarters, PC or Twitter, goddamn Four Quarters, goddamn four, as in spell it out, in quarters on YouTube. Definitely follow on Facebook, even though I don't be on that shit, but it's cool. No social media slander here. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Goddamn, we got week 2 of football coming up. Hopefully somebody piggyback the picks. If not, throw some shits in the chat, comment, goddamn, what y'all betting on or whatever. And goddamn, if you got a dream, goddamn, don't let that shit go. I don't give a fuck how long it take for you to get there. Don't let no obstacle get in your way to goddamn hold you up from goddamn getting to your dream. Unlike Cuz, got knocked in the dream. His dream ain't work for him. So just don't stop fighting. Goddamn. Keep it moving. And y'all be easy out there.
Y'all push that dude. I think he dead.
Yeah, ain't nobody like check on it. Ain't nobody check on Cuz. He literally looked like some other ice cream. Ain't nobody check on Cuz. Make sure he was like good.
He in that medically induced coma out there. He kicked that nigga out. Shoot. Keep his head off his neck.
Gave him a Van Damme jump.
Van Damme. Man, goddamn.
Van Damme. Man down.
Man down, Charlie. You didn't go tell the girl after that, Charlie.
Shit. I don't think he's gonna tell her anything because I don't think he got no girl.